Victor 91.5, John Tibbs. Good morning. It's Risenstein. It is... What are you laughing at? Okay.
She's got a mouthful. She can't answer the question.
Coming up, Fight My Battles, which is one of our favorite new anthem-y kind of things. Mm. Ray Haynes is in the studio today talking about Pentecost, not practice.
This one's
not a game.
Pentecost.
And unfortunately, there is math involved. So there's not a lot of math. You just have to do one simple addition problem. 40 plus 10 equals 50. If you can do that one, you've got Pentecost. Okay. But it's really, really important to get the concepts. All right? 40 days plus 10 days equals 50 days. So you're going back 50 days to Passover, the resurrection, the cross, basically from the cross forward, 50 days. All right? So that's where we are tomorrow, is 50 days since Pentecost. So the 50 days of Pentecost, or what's called the Feast of Weeks, because it's 7 weeks. 7 times 7 is 49. Add a day, you get 50. Okay, there's 3 mathematical problems in there, but okay. All right, 40 days and 10 days equal 50, right? After his resurrection, Jesus stays on the earth for another 40 days. Mm. That's important. Before he ascends into heaven. So 10 more days pass, and it's Pentecost when he sends the Holy Spirit. 40 days, 10 days. So 40 days means basically it's a complete period, a season, an age, or a cycle. 10 is similar. It means completeness or order in Hebrew. So the Bible, so I want you to think about 40 first. So the Bible was written by how many people?
40.
That's right. 40 different people. he got the math wrong.
What do we have for him?
A year's supply of Klondike bars.
So, creamy vanilla ice cream covered in chocolate.
Oh, my goodness.
Klondike bars, what's the summertime treat.
What's the significance of that? Because it's the age of the word. Mm. All right? So that time, that season, those 40 people, it's a very long time, but it's the age of the word. All right? 40 years after Jesus rose from the dead, the Romans burned Jerusalem, destroyed the temple. And that, again, mm-hmm. another age has occurred right there, right? So you have 40 days of fasting. You get 40 days spying out the promised land, followed by 40 years in the wilderness. And that's the time it takes for a generation to rise up. Mm. All right? So again, you see 40 has a significance there. And of course, Jesus, you have the 40 days of fasting. So now Jesus remains on the earth 40 days. After he's resurrected, then 10 days he's in heaven before he sends the Holy Spirit. So both mean something. It's not random. So on his last day with the apostles before his crucifixion, John 14, he says this, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." Remember the whole perfect tense there? Mm-hmm. So whenever he says something, it's as if it's already done. But he has to show you. So you're going to walk with Jesus, and the reason you're walking there is so that you can see it, to have faith, to realize the real thing is coming. Before he ascended, Matthew 28, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age." You ever remember that verse? Mm-hmm. All right, what's the significance? Why does he say it? And why does he say it right then? He just showed him that. He just spent 40 days, or an age, a cycle, right? That represents the same thing. So he just said, "I'm going to be with you forever." And how do you know that's true? Not just the perfect tense of the verb, but I just showed you. I spent 40 days with you. Mm. On the earth after my resurrection, which means I will never leave you. That's using that Hebrew perfect tense to understand he's living in front of them, so they get the idea. Wow. It's not as obvious in English, but his words aren't random. He spent 40 days with them on the earth, then he ascended. So he's saying, this is me being with you, not just now, but to the end of the age. It's a visual picture. So Jesus has now been in heaven for the last 2,000 years. What's he doing? That 40-day cycle over and over and over. He's being with us. He's being with us. He's being faithful. He's giving grace. He's interceding. That's what he's doing right now. He's in that moment. So after he ascends, he comes the 10 days, right? You have 40 days and then 10 days, and boom, the Holy Spirit comes. So we know that one day the Father will say to the Son, Jesus, go get your bride. Then comes our wedding, which is the end of the world. So the Holy Spirit represents everything about that wedding or eternity. So all right, now step back into the verb tenses again. Why does the Holy Spirit come 10 days after Jesus ascends? Listen to the words of Jesus. Surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. So he's, again, speaking in the perfect tense. He's saying, pay attention to what I do during the 10 days because it represents eternity. So we can be confident that he'll return for us. Why? Because it's as certain as what he did during the 40 days and what he did after the 10, which is sent the Holy Spirit. So, again, these are all representative things. They're pictures. The Bible's just loaded with them, these pictures, so that you understand and can have faith and go, oh, I'm so confident.
Right.
He's going to do what he said. You just have to think of it in a Hebrew sense, and then it makes sense.
Well, what a perfect time here at 8 o'clock to go from there to prayer.
Or do you want to step into that and then come back and pray?
Okay.
Make that the fifth one?
Okay.
Because we just talked for a while, right?
Okay.
Is that okay?
We can do that.
We didn't talk about it beforehand.
Okay.
You blew that. Sorry.
And now, an announcement.